What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, brought to you by Public Square. Stop doing business with people who hate you. I'm Mike Slater. Thanks for being here. Talking about how to avoid the love of money. People think that the Bible says money is the root of all evil, but it doesn't. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. So what is this love of money and how do I avoid it? I don't want anything to do with this. Yesterday we talked about having the proper treasury, and today we're going to talk about having the proper vision. Luke 11:34, the eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. What do you look at? What do you fix your eyes on? If it's something godly and good, then your whole soul will be full of light. If you look at evil things, then your body and soul will be full of darkness. So the more you lust over materialism, the more materialistic you get. So stop looking at things that make you feel envious and bad. Stop going on Instagram, Pinterest, or whatever it is that is blinding you spiritually. The more you lust over materialism, those big houses or interior designs or nice cars or whatever it is, the more you physically look at them, the more spiritually blind you become. Greedy people become blind to spiritual reality. And when you're blinded to spiritual reality, you keep only looking at material things, and then your spiral goes deeper and deeper, faster and faster. May I quote from the great J.C. Ryle? He says, "Nothing proves so conclusively the fallen nature of man as the general common want of spiritual appetite." He's like, people don't even want it. People aren't even thirsting for it. For money, for power, for pleasure, for rank, for honor, for distinction, for all these, the vast majority are now intensely thirsting. To lead forlorn hopes, to dig for gold, to storm a beach, to try to hew a way through thick-ribbed ice to the North Pole. For all these objects, there is no lack of adventurers and volunteers. Fierce and unceasing is the competition for these corruptible crowns. But few indeed, by comparison, are those who thirst after eternal life. No wonder what the natural man is called in Scripture, dead and sleeping and blind and deaf. Dead, sleeping, blind, and deaf. No wonder that he is said to need a second birth and a new creation. There's no surer symptom or mortification in the body than the loss of all feeling. Check out this line. There is no more painful sign of an unhealthy state of soul than an utter absence of spiritual thirst. Woe to the man of whom the Savior can say, "Thou knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Thou knowest not." Oof. So many people don't even thirst for spiritual truth. We're too obsessed and blinded by materialism, by the love of money. So the first way to avoid the love of money is to have a proper treasury, invest in eternal things. The second way to avoid the love of money is to have a proper vision. Think about and look at godly things. It will bring light to your soul, and it will make sure that you have a proper allegiance. We'll talk about that one tomorrow. But first, Public Square. This podcast is brought to you by Public Square, and I'm so incredibly grateful. So we hear all the time about companies, woke companies, that hate you, that have worldview and values completely different than yours. And I don't want to give them my money anymore. And I encourage you not to give them your money. You work too hard for it. Why do we give it to people who then go and invest a lot of that money into spreading values that are completely contrary to everything we talk about here and everything you're trying to live your life for? So download the app for free, Public Square, publicsq.com. And you can find local, near you, restaurants, coffee shops, auto shops, gyms, pet-related things, everything, professional service, everything with businesses that share your values. And on the website, you can see a list of the values that every business has to sign on to and agree with in order to get on the app. So you know that who you're spending money with, you're on the same team. It's fantastic, and it's totally free. And it's nationwide, too, so it's like you can, it's like online, too, so you can buy from companies across the country that share your values too. This is a total game changer. It's so wonderful. We don't even go to Yelp anymore. We're just like, oh, we're hungry. Where do you want to go? And we open up the Public Square app and we hit restaurants and we find someplace where we're on the same team. And it is a pleasure to spend money at and with and for. Public Square, totally free in the App Store. And you can go to publicsq.com to learn more.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.